Next weekend is Saturday morning math group. Dr. Sorto from Texas State University in San Marcos is going to visit, talk to us about the math and Mayan. And then we have one more Sunday math circle meeting that's going to be Claudia. And this is the last Saturday morning math group, and it'll be Dr. Hodder from UT. So please join us for all of those. And today it's my pleasure to introduce Bobby Grisser, who's going to talk to us about optimization.
Okay, so did everybody pick up the worksheet right there? If not, go ahead and grab one of those. Sorry. So, go ahead and start working on problem negative one there. And if you get done with that one, work on the one on the back. And I'll let you guys work on those for a little bit, and then we'll talk about it. Thanks. Oh, this sort of looks like one of my cats. So they need to be rectangles, though. In case that part wasn't clear. But so what shape of rectangle? In other words, like, because I saw you drawing a triangle there, but like a long, skinny rectangle, or what? Encourage people to be.
People think that.
Maybe when we get to the harder problems.
Oh
Thank you.
So is this like brand new?
Yeah.
Like,
I've never
used it. Really,
this morning and I was like, oh.
It really bothers me.
Yeah. Why can't it be rolled up?
I've talked to some of the technology people too, like sometimes that like design these rooms, like, and I could just imagine the conversation about like, well, we could put these screens in them, but then they and they're like, no, that's okay. We'll just build some lights here. It's like, yeah, that's the best solution. Instead of, like, I don't know who was complaining about it before. There was, like, one person who was, like, not happy with the way that...
Well, I think also it broke because this one would roll up, but this one wouldn't the last time I was in here.
Okay. Do you have a question? Okay. Let me see the front one. Okay, and then the back one. Looks pretty good. Can you... Okay, well, we'll make sure everybody's had enough time to think about it, and then we'll come back to it. But you should be thinking about why. Why... Or you should be thinking about how do you know that somebody else couldn't come along and find a better rectangle that even had a bigger area? But that's the harder question. But we'll be able to answer that by the end of the day. So just out of curiosity, how many people feel like they've come up with something for at least the first one? Okay. How many people want more time on that one? Which is fine. Okay, cool. We're not in any rush today. And we'll have a ton more problems to work on, which we won't get to all of them, but they'll range widely in difficulty. So, should be something for everyone there. So be thinking about defending your answer, not just what the answer is, like explaining why you know that there isn't something better out there than what you just discovered. Okay, do you guys want to talk about it for for a minute? It's okay if you're still thinking about it, because, yeah, we'll give you more time to think about this problem. Did you want to say what you thought? Say it's for the pig pen. Let's start out with. Okay, so what were some other ones you tried first? Well, so what's the one he has on there? 10 by 6? Is that what he built first?
Yeah.
And that came out to 60? Okay, and then what were some other ones you tried that...
70 by 9.
Okay. Which is what? 63? And then you tried... Okay, what if we tried... So did anybody try anything even longer and skinnier than this? Just for... Anybody try anything shaped like that? Yeah? Like what? Yeah, that would work. And that turns out to be 15, so that's even way smaller than... Obviously my pictures aren't really to scale here, but that's way smaller than this. And then... I'm guessing a lot of people tried 8 by 8. It seems like sort of a natural thing to try. I guess you could try doing it long and skinny this way, but that's kind of the same as doing it this way, right? Just turn it around. But okay, so it sort of it sort of seems like a square is the best shape, though we haven't really proved anything, right? But we'd like to be able to really completely prove it, in case there was any skeptic out there that said, well, for all I know, there's some shape you didn't think of that actually has a bigger area. And I should say, some people in here might be familiar with calculus, where you get a lot of problems like this. I don't want to use any of those techniques today. We're going to learn a different way of doing some of these kind of problems. But okay, so there's for that one. So a square was good, so he tried a square for this one, right? Which was 12 times 12, 144. Okay, did anybody find a better shape for that one? Let's go with somebody else. How about you? Okay. That comes out to what? Okay. Anybody? Can you explain why that? Was that just the best one out of all the ones you tried, or was there some reason why you tried that one?
I tried that one because I thought that you should, since the square in the first problem had horizontal pairs have like the same number. I figured that might work with the second problem.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You're saying there's like 16 horizontal and 16 vertical, and here there's 18 horizontal and 18 vertical because you didn't need to use fins on this side. That was the point, right? An interesting thought. We could try some other things. Like what if you tried, I don't know, did anybody try one that was shaped sort of like this? Yeah, what were the dimensions of that?
I tried one that was
6. Where was the 6 and the 24? So like that? Yeah, that adds up to the right thing. Okay, and this came out to what?
It came out as
144. Oh, same as that one. Okay. Neither one of them was as good as this one. Okay, well, we could try some other ones. Okay. I mean, how many people came up with this shape? Okay, a lot of people did. So... okay, so we would like to be able to... I mean, I think somehow my intuition tells me to make a square here. I can make the area, if I wanted to make it be 1 inch by whatever, the area would be really tiny, right? I mean, but this seems to be the best I can do. Over here, I mean, probably this is the best, but it's not something I would think of immediately. I don't know if some of you guys thought of this immediately, maybe you've got better intuition than I do, but and even if I did think about it, it just doesn't seem nearly as natural as the other one. We can get problems like this that are even less easy to guess what the answer is. But at any rate, we're not that close to being able to prove it. So, okay, I want to learn about something new for a second, and then we will come back to this problem. Would somebody like to help me pass these out? There's some. Thanks, guys. So we'll learn about something seemingly unrelated. Do you want one too? There you go, buddy. Oh, you already got one. My helpers were fast. Who still doesn't have one? There's somebody behind you coming around. Or this. Okay, so go ahead and this should only take you a minute to work on. If you have a calculator, it might make it a little faster, but I tried to make numbers where you wouldn't need a calculator. Just to get an idea of what we're talking about here. So this is about different kinds of means. And, so go ahead and answer these questions. Shouldn't take too long. Read the little thing at the top first and then answer the questions. If you don't know what something on there means, raise your hand, and me or there appear to be other people walking around that are helpful. But if you're confused by anything on this, raise your hand, and I'd be glad to help you out. If you don't know what a third root is, that's probably important. Thank you. How's it going? Figured him out? What? Yeah, well, you could try a few more examples, although if you just make up numbers at random, sometimes it's hard to do without a calculator. That's why I tried to pick numbers that it would work well with, but I guess, what do you think about the last one? Was it surprising that they were both three? Why not? I mean, what do you think would happen if you had like 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, and 8, and you wanted to find the average? What do you think it would be?
8.
Okay. What do you think? What do you hope it would be? Well, try writing something down. Write down another example and think about it. How's it going? Good? Mm-hmm. What are you guys thinking? What become the same?
The arithmetic mean and the geometric
mean. Mm-hmm. And when they're not...
There's more divergence between the numbers. When you look at it, it's the size of the pen, so the shape is more...
And which one is bigger, or...
The arithmetic mean is bigger, and they're also more divergent between them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's what we're playing with.
Okay. Well, people are still talking, so maybe we'll give you a minute to keep talking. Okay, do you guys want to talk about this now? Okay, so like, for the first one, excuse you. So finding the average is pretty easy. We've all probably done that before. What did we get in this case? 31 over 3. Okay. That's not very interesting. Okay, so the geometric mean, hopefully this wasn't too difficult. You would multiply them all together and take the cube root, and I just sort of made up numbers so that this would work out well. So in this case, or the third root. I mean, does everybody know what this means? It means what number do I multiply times itself three times to get 125? And that is what? 5, okay. So... in this case, we get 5. Okay. For 1, 2, and 4, okay. 1 plus 2 plus 4, that's 7. Am I doing this right? 2⅓. And the geometric mean, we would do 1 times 2 times 4. We keep having 3 because all of these are just 3 numbers, but this is, you put the number of numbers that there are, right? And we get 8. What do you multiply times itself 3 times to get 8? 2, right? Okay. And then, why don't you guys just tell me I want to write it out. Okay. Okay. Divided by 3, what is this? 3. This shouldn't be that, and then here I have 3 times 3 times 3. Okay, this is saying what number do I have to multiply times itself 3 times to get 3 times 3 times 3? Should be 3, right? If you multiplied this out and got 27 and then took the cube root of it, you might have realized it easier if you didn't do that, right? I mean, for instance, what if we had 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8? What if those are my numbers? How many do I have? 1, 2, 3. 7 eighths. Okay. If I add those all up, what did I just make? Well, I don't even do it. It's 7 times 8, right? And then if I divide by 7, I'm just going to have 8. And if I multiply them all together, I would get 8 to the 7. And then if I took the 7th root, I would get 8, right? So when the numbers are all the same, it's pretty easy, right? So somebody tell me what you noticed about these relationship between the two. I mean, anything that you noticed. Yeah. Okay. Let's write these down here. Okay, so if all numbers are equal, then the AM equals the GM, right? Actually, this would be pretty easy to completely convince yourself of. I think that was what I was trying to do over there with the eights. Did anybody notice anything else? Yeah.
The arithmetic mean is never smaller than the geometric mean.
It doesn't appear to be, right? Seems like... can I put it like this? In all of the examples we did, the arithmetic mean was bigger than the geometric mean, and in a couple of examples it was equal. I didn't write out that example with all the eights, but they would have been equal in that case too, right? Okay. Yeah. That's true. That's a kind of a coincidence of the way I built those. That gives you a hint as to why it's called the geometric mean, if you know what a geometric sequence is. But I could talk for a long time about why they call these arithmetic and geometric mean or whatever, but that's not really important today. Anybody notice anything else? Any other observations? These are the main two observations I was looking for. But, yeah?
Well, the bigger the difference between the three numbers, the larger the difference between the arithmetic and geometric.
Okay, that's a good, so you guys were noticing that too, that the farther apart the numbers are, the more different they are. So like, for instance, these numbers, 1, 5, and 20, 25 is way far away from these guys, and the arithmetic mean and geometric mean really aren't that close. Whereas here, they're pretty close together, 1, 2, and 4, kind of close together. And these two numbers came out kind of close together. And when they were all exactly the same number, that's as close as you can get, the two means were the same thing. Right? So this is a famous fact that's always... All of this stuff is very accurate. I'm not going to... So this is a theorem that I'm not going to prove, but... I think probably some of you guys can't see the very top of the board, can you? Yeah, if I ever write something on the top of the board and you guys in the back can't see it, either tell me or move closer to the front so you can see it better. This is a new piece of technology that we're all in love with. Okay. So I'll just say that the AM is always, well, I'll just write it like this. Always. Okay, so that's always true, that the arithmetic mean is greater than or equal to this theorem is called the arithmetic, or the inequality of arithmetic and geometric means are, it's usually called the AM GM inequality. Okay, so and the AM equals the GM. I don't know if any of you guys have seen these words before. Hello. If and only if all the numbers are equal. So if you have a list of numbers and one of them is not equal, then these two numbers will not be equal. It will be greater, is what this is saying. Does everybody understand what does if and only if means? It means, so we saw one part of this. We saw the if part. Because we saw that if all the numbers are the same, well, we saw from examples, and I think you guys would believe that it always happens. We saw that if all the numbers are the same, then the AM equals the GM. And what the only if is saying is that that's the only way you can make the AM and the GM the same is by picking all your numbers to be the same number. Does anybody have any questions about this? So we're going to see this in action right now. So please don't hesitate to ask if you have a question. So this is where things get to be a little bit difficult, I guess, if you haven't thought about this before. So we're going to use this theorem. Yeah, so write this down in case I accidentally erase it. But, well, there's not a lot to write down there. So let's get back to the pig pen. And I'm going to try to set this up as an equation, or, you know, write down some equations for the things that I want. So here's my pig pen. The first thing I want to do is... draw a picture. So here's my picture. And then I want to come up with variables for the things that I'm interested in. So in this case, I basically have length and width, right? So why don't I just call it length and width. Okay. So L and W, those are my variables. So what do I know? What are the equations that I'm dealing with? A perimeter and area, right? What's the perimeter? The perimeter? Okay, so perimeter is, I got L here, right, and W here. So I got two L's and two W's. So you guys are probably pretty familiar with finding the perimeter of a rectangle. I actually know what the perimeter has to be equal to because that's part of the given information, right? And what is that? From the first problem we did. So we're going back to the first problem now. 32. We decided it was a square, right, was the answer, but we want to prove that. So this is called our constraint. It's constraining the problem, okay? You don't have all the freedom in the world. You have to make the perimeter 32. So that's why we're calling that a constraint. Okay. And then the thing that I'm trying to optimize, or optimize means either maximize or minimize. Make it as big as possible or as small as possible, as the case may be. In this case, we want to make the area as big as possible. So the area is the thing that we want to maximize. Okay, our formula is what? What's the formula for area? Yes?
V area of rectangle equals length multiplied by the width.
Great. Okay. So we want to make that as big as possible, and the idea is that we're going to have a constraint and a thing that we're trying to optimize, and ideally in all of our problems, one of those things will look like some stuff added up and the other one will look like some stuff multiplied together. And of course, with our AM came from adding things up, and our GM came from multiplying things together. And so this is where these are going to come in. So I'm going to write down, okay, so here's my solution. I'm going to write down the perimeter. Hopefully everybody can see over here. Okay. This is my perimeter, right? This actually equals 32, but this doesn't look like an average right now. So let's do that. So this is an exercise in manipulating what you have into what you want. So now I have the arithmetic mean of two things. It's the average of 2L and 2W, right? So what does the AMGM inequality tell me? This is bigger than or equal to the geometric mean of what? Some kind of GM. Okay, so this is an AM. This is a GM. So how many things are there? You guys can shout out.
Two.
Two. So it's going to be a square root. And what are the two things? 2L and 2W, right? Those are the two numbers that showed up here. So this is 2L and 2W. Okay. Now, let me simplify this inequality a little bit. This is I don't need a 2 here. My square root. Okay. So this is the square root of 4LW is less than or equal to, what's 2L plus 2W again? 32. Okay, so I simplified this to just 32 over 2. Now, I normally like to get rid of my square root sign, so what do I do to this equation or inequality? How do I get rid of a square root? I square it, okay. So we're doing some algebra today. So I get 4LW is less than or equal to 16 squared. What is that? What is 16 squared? 16. Just try to, you don't have to raise your hand or anything. You guys can just shout out when we're doing this. Okay. So then I'll divide by 4. What am I doing? Can anybody see what I'm doing? What am I trying to get all by itself? The LW, because this is the area, right? Okay, so LW is less than or equal to 256 over 4, which is what? 64? Is that right? I hope so. So this is my area. Right? So what did I get? I got the area is less than or equal to 64. Well, actually, if you guys remember, we actually found one, which was 8 by 8, where the area was 64. So that actually, I'm sort of done with this problem now. Because that expression over there says that the area is always less than or equal to 64. And now I know that it can be equal to 64. Okay, but I'm not totally done, because I want to know that that's the only possible way to do it. And what I won't be super pedantic about this, but at this point, these two sides are equal if and only if what? If and only, yeah, so. So from over there, we have the left equals the right if and only if my numbers are all the same, right? So my numbers were 2L and 2W, but that means L equals W, okay? So in other words, I know that the length and the width have to be the same. In other words, square was the right shape. So this is a little bit maybe of a leap. I don't know if some of you guys have... So basically, we're trying to prove what the right shape is. So what I want you to do is try to do this. It should be a little bit trickier, but maybe not too bad. Try to argue in a way just like this, the second problem, the one about the sheep, the pen for the sheep. And then when you're done with that, maybe we'll talk about it, but I'll go ahead and hand these out. So I have a whole bunch of problems, which we will definitely not be able to do all of these today, but just for you to think about, all of these problems can be done using this. So anybody want to help me pass these out too? There's a front and back here. You want some more? Maybe. Did I just give you one? Do you want another one? There's plenty to go around. Did you get one?
Thank you. Have you ever got the one about the sheep?
It's on the back. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure I do. You already got one.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. Who's still needing the other? Everybody have one? Okay. Well, anyway, we work on the sheep's pen one next. And if you want to, like, if you're all by yourself and you want to work with somebody else, that would be a good idea. Well, I'm not going to make you. Or at least sit next to someone so you can compare your answers or bother them and ask them for help.
So everybody got the one with the long one with all the problems on my back? You got that?
How you doing? Okay, so you have this set up. Okay, you seem like you're doing okay. How you doing?
Good.
Okay, so maybe draw a new picture and start the same way we... So, yeah. So on the front of the last worksheet that I handed out is like a summary of the steps that I went through here that might help you. No. So did you guys look at the... But you're still doing the second part, the one about the pin on the side of the cliff, or... So I wanted to work on this one. This is probably a good one to start with. For trying to set it up the way we did this one, trying to explain why. Yeah.
And her mom would take all the food and giving it to her kids. And then bed.
How you doing?
Good.
So, tell me what happened here.
So I pretty go had it like 2L plus W equals 36 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Left side. And so then I did like the area is equal to like 2L plus 2W. So the square root of 2L.
Wait, area.
Of
this thing. Is 2L plus 2W?
Yeah, because the area will include this part.
Yeah, but I think you're thinking of perimeter.
Yeah. But you have like 2L times W.
Well, what's the actual area of that rectangle? So if you draw it out, just like draw one without numbers on it. But, you know, and label your L and your W. So what's the area of that rectangle? Yeah. Okay, but so it looks like this seems right that you've got 2L plus W over 2, and that's going to be greater than or equal to 2L times W, is that what it says?
Yeah.
And then the square root. Okay, so then that gives you... So wait, what is this? 18 squared?
Yeah.
Is that what that is?
Yeah,
okay.
Squared,
so this should say less than or equal to still. Or.
So it's like 162.
It's less than or equal to 162. Okay. Well, so that tells you that 162 is the biggest that the area could possibly be, right? Because this is the area here. And it says it's less than or equal to that. Okay, but then when would there have been an equal sign here? So going back to the AMGM thing, when do they come out to be equal?
When I read all the numbers. numbers.
Yeah, so what were the numbers?
12 and 12.
Well, I mean, what were the numbers here? So you had 2L plus W over 2. That was this, right? So your numbers were 2L and W, right? So what would you write down for the situation when everything's the same? It means what?
What equals what?
But what were the numbers that you were? So write down your what was your AM and what was your GM? It's not really written down. Your AM was
equal to 30.
Well, yeah, but just with the variables still in it before you even.
AM is equal to 2L plus W, right?
Yeah, over 2. But at any rate, the two numbers that you're taking the mean of are 2L and W. And for the numbers to be the same, that means what? Yeah, but so just the numbers are 2L and W, right?
Yeah.
So that means, so like you see what we had over there, our numbers were 2L and 2W.
Yeah.
And I said that, well, they're going to be the same if and only if 2L equals. So in that case, we got L equals W. What are you going to get in this case?
So W is equal to, it'll be like L is equal to 2W.
Or, well, you see, you have here 2L and W, so 2L equals W, right? Okay, so what does that tell you? What do L and W have to be?
Well, W has to be twice the length of L, like at all.
Right.
Numbers.
Yeah, so, but you, and then you also know that
W. 2L,
you know the perimeter has to be 36. I mean, I don't know if you were here when we started drawing pictures of this problem on the board, but well, you just, so can you figure out what the length and width have to be so that 2L equals W?
It's 36, so the range is 18.
Yeah. So that's the only way to make it have the most possible. And you can test that 9 times 18 is actually 162. Okay, so now you should be able to set up these other problems. I would start from the beginning in the same way. Anyway, you can take your time with it. We're definitely probably not going to have time to do all of these today. How you guys doing? Okay. So you've got, so just draw me a picture with only letters instead of numbers. Yeah?
What does a rectangular prism look like again?
Just like a box.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, like it's rectangles on all sides.
Rectangles on all sides.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so your area is length times width. You know that. Okay. And and then what do we know as far as how much fence we have? And
36.
Okay, so what's that going to be that adds up to 36? In this case. So in this case, you don't need to use fence on this side, right? Because there's a rock wall there, so.
2L plus, no, 2W plus L?
Right. Okay, so why don't you write that down? 2W plus L has to equal what?
36.
Okay, so that's our constraint in this case. Okay, so now we would like to write something down. So in our, so this is pretty similar to the one we did, and you see that what we did, we started with, in that case it was 2W plus 2L, and we turned it into our AM, or in other words, our average. So we divided by 2 to make it look like an average. So can you do that in this case? Okay, so maybe let's maybe go over here so we don't get confused with what we had.
Two W
plus L over 2. Yeah, well, we'll just go ahead and write that down for a second. That's going to be your AM.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Well, don't work on simplifying it at all yet. Okay. Well, divided by 2. Okay, so that's the AM of two numbers, right? What is it the AM of? What are the two numbers? What are the two numbers that this is the average of?
18.
Well, but before I know what the numbers are, if I just, in terms of W and L, what are the numbers? I mean, just if you were just looking at this, what would you say were the two numbers? You know, they have letters in their names.
I don't understand.
Wouldn't you say that this is just the average of 2W and L? Right? Okay. So yeah, it's a little bit abstract at this point because we're trying to pretend that we don't know the answer. Okay. So because after this you're going to work on problems where you don't know the answer to start out. But in this case we know that AM is always what? So what would be the GM of those two numbers? So how do you find the GM? You multiply them, right?
Yeah. Oh, you multiply them.
And then do the square root. Okay. Yeah, so you have your AM and then your GM, put it on the other side. Of okay, so would you agree that this is the AM of two numbers and this is the GM of the same two numbers?
Yeah.
2W and L in either case. And which one is bigger? Yeah, or bigger or equal, right? Okay, great. Now, in fact, we want to simplify this, and we know that 2W plus L has to be what?
Greater or equal.
Well, just...
36.
Right. That was the reason why we set it up this way. So to simplify the left side, what does the left side look like? Oh yeah. Well, it is 18 after you divide it by 2, right?
Oh, yeah. It's 36.
Mhm.
And then divided by 2 is 18.
Okay, so the left side is just 18. And the right side, you don't know what W and L are yet. We're trying to figure out what W and L have to be. That's the point. But so I would keep the right side the same. Okay, but what I'm trying to do is get an expression where the area appears. And the area is length times width, right? So I'd like to simplify this until I just have something like the area is less than or equal to something. You probably want to get rid of the square root first. That's right. Yeah, it's a big number. I should have made people have their calculators. I don't know how I would have communicated that, but
324.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You sure can? Okay, so what is the... Oh, what happened there? So think about what happens when you multiply. So this is like W times L. Think about that as like the area, right? So.
Oh, so it would be.
Then you have it multiplied by 2 and then divided by 2.
So just W.
Mm-hmm. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking about distributing, which of course works if it was 2W plus L, for instance, then it would be. But you don't need to distribute when everything is multiplied. Okay, but this is the area, right? So what does this tell you in words about this problem? How would you say in words what that means? I mean, this says 162 is greater than or equal to, and what is that?
Area.
Okay, so could the area ever be bigger than 162?
No.
Not according to that, right? And then, okay, but which is what we said, right? This came out to 162. But so pretend we still, you know, we still didn't know that it was 9 and 18. We need to go back to when do we know that the AM and the GM are equal? So remember back to the examples that we were doing. When did the AM and the GM come out to be equal? Right? When all the numbers were the same, right? Like when we did here, like when all the numbers were the same, the AM and the GM came out to be the same thing, right? Okay, so what were the two numbers, going back to the beginning, what were the two numbers that we were taking the AM and GM of? Well, it was in particular, what were the two numbers?
To a W plus L.
Well, 2W was one number, and the other number was L, right? Because the recipe was add the two numbers and divide by 2, or multiply the two numbers and square root. So how would you express that those were the same? Like, what equation would you write down that was expressing the fact that those two numbers have to be the same? Okay, so the two numbers are W and L. How do you write, 2W and L. How do you write down that two numbers are the same? I mean, what is the mathematical symbol for two numbers being the same? Okay, so write down that those two numbers are the same. Okay. So what does this tell you? So W is the width and L is the length, right? So what does that tell you? Is it? 2W equals L. What does that mean in words?
Oh, the length is half of the width.
Almost. You said the length is half of the width.
Oh, the width is half of the width.
Yeah. okay, and you could play with the numbers and figure out, or you could solve it as an equation, but we already see that will happen here.
Yeah.
It needs to be 18 and 9 in order for the total perimeter, or, well, for the 2L plus W, 2W plus L to add up. So that confirmed the answer that we had here. So for these other problems, should start out not too much different, although they, so, but does this make sense?
Yeah.
I think it's a little bit involved, but it's a way of completely proving that that this is the way to maximize the area. So, anyway, see, I'll let you think about some of the other problems. Maybe we'll go over another problem in a little bit. Mm-hmm. How's it going? Well, the reason why this was larger than that, for one thing, is just that this turned out to be 144 and this turned out to be 162, I think. So we can see that that's larger in that case. And it sort of must have something to do with the fact that we don't need to use fence on this side, so a square, for some reason, wasn't the best shape.
Because it had, like, a larger perimeter, like, if you were to use all the sides,
it does give you, I mean, that is, yeah. I mean, the perimeters, the total perimeter of this rectangle is not always the same. Just adding up these three sides is always 36, but the total perimeter is not always being the same, right? But, so were you able to use the whole AMGM thing in order to convince yourself that that they were the same? Sorry, in order to convince yourself of this answer? Did you try doing that? Okay, so let's just try writing down the stuff that we have. So you've got your picture, but maybe let's just replace 9 and 18 with length and width so that we can start the problem fresh. Okay.
I have one more question.
Yeah.
Is he going to paint the bottom of the box or not, or just the sides?
Oh, he's going to paint the whole thing, including the bottom. Yeah, let me see. What did I say?
Paints the box. So
there's no top? Or wait.
Well, it's a box, so it doesn't have a top. Or is it a box with a top? Is it a box with a lid? Is it a box without a lid? Does he paint the bottom or the top? Or just paint
I was
top?
Imagining that it would have a lid and that he would paint everything.
Okay.
Only the outside, though.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So, what's our constraint in this case?
2L and 2W.
Well, equals.
Equals.
Yeah, but in this case, it's about how much fence he has, which is 36 feet, but it's not the perimeter that is 36, it's really just this plus this plus this that's going to be 36, right? Okay, so it's not 2L plus 2W, it's just...
Plus...
Okay, great. So then the way we did the last problem, so let's try to make the same kind of thing work in this case, was we took our thing that was two things added up, and we turned it into an average. You see what I did with the red chalk there? Okay, so you turn that into something that looks like an average. Well, which one has the plus in it? The AM or the GM?
The AM.
Mm-hmm. So we want to make that look like the AM, which is what does it look? So if you add up two numbers, it looks like you're in the middle of finding the average of those two numbers, right? Which would be what? What would be the average of the two numbers? What are the two numbers I'm talking about?
9 and 18.
Well, but really they're just 2L and W, right? Okay, divided by 2, that would be the average, right? And I know that is the AM, and it's got to be greater than or equal to the GM, right? Of the two numbers multiplied together, which in... Right. Okay, and then I'd like to simplify this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the right hand side is already going to simplify a lot. Well, what do I know about 2L plus W? Before you put a square root here, you had it written down. You had it written down that 2L plus W was 36, right?
Yeah.
Because that was just the amount of fence.
Yeah, so equals.
Well, and then over 2, right? But.
And then.
So that was why we set this up so that
would. Want to take a formal break for snacks?
Yeah, that's fine.
We'll come back to all this stuff.
Okay.
Hey, I guess we let it go a little past snack time, so if y'all want to grab snacks and soda outside, please help yourself. We'll continue to work on these problems, real well for the next 45 minutes.
At some point, we'll go over another problem on the board.
We can definitely have snack right here if you want.
It's up to me. You guys want to do another one on the board? Yeah? Okay. obviously we'll probably only do one more on the board, and then I'll give you some hints if you're getting stuck with any one of the later ones. This is just to keep you entertained for the rest of the day if you really love this stuff or something. Which one do you guys want to do? I'm not going to do one of the last ones. One of the first few, though, maybe.
Three.
What's three? The box one? Okay, we'll go for three. So, maybe some of you guys haven't even gotten to this one yet. I guess that's okay. So he's got a box. Okay, somebody asked me a question about this. I was imagining that the box was just had a lid, and that he was painting all six sides of it. So we've got like a box. Okay, does that look like a box? And then what do you call these? Did you start on this one?
Yeah.
You were asking about it. So what did you call these? So I'm going to pick on you then. Width and height, say? Okay. And what was my constraint here? The surface area is... Okay, so how do I find the surface area? The surface area of a box means I have to add up the area of all... I have to add up the area of front, left, right, top, bottom, and the back. Okay, so the area of the bottom is L times W, right? And then the area of the top is also L times W, so I'll multiply that by 2. Okay, if you're not familiar with this formula, just think about it anyway. So we've got, 2 WH and 2 LH? Is that what you guys get? And that has to equal... 66. And then the volume is what I'm trying to maximize, right? Is that right? Yeah. Okay, what's the volume? So the formula for volume is... Okay. So did you think to use this for your arithmetic mean part? Because this is a bunch of stuff added up. So let's write down an AM and a GM. And for my AM, I'm going to write down 2LW plus 2WH plus 2LH. Divided by what? 3, because there's 3 numbers, right? So this is the AM of 3 numbers. And these are my 3 numbers. Right? So I want to take the... I want to say that that's bigger than or equal to the GM of the same 3 numbers. So I've got 3 numbers. And I want to take the GM. So there's those 3 numbers. 2LW... 2WH, 2LH. Okay. So the thing on the right, this thing on the top just equals what? 66 divided by 3, okay. And then the thing here is the cube root of... I guess I could simplify this a little bit, can't I? I'll multiply all these 2's together, give me an 8. And then I'll multiply... I have L times L, right? That's L squared. I have W times W, that's W squared. I have H times H, that's H squared. Okay. I'll come over here now. Should I get rid of the cubed part? Okay, so if I cube both sides, I'm going to get AL squared W squared H squared is less than or equal to 22. 66 over 3 is 22. And then to the third power. Anybody have their calculator? Somebody do that on their calculator. Yeah, I know, but... Yeah, that yeah. There's okay. I'm just gonna do this without thinking about it. 10,000 what?
648.
Okay. Of course. And then divided by 8. I divided both sides by 8 here. What is that? Okay. Oh, what's this? What do I kind of wish was showing up over here? Right? She said L times W times H. I'd like to maximize the volume. Does this look related to L times W times H? It's what? It's the so this is LWH squared, right? It's the same as that. So there's some algebra today. So I can square root these, and I get... square root of that. Square root of 11? Wait. It better not, wait, what's the square root of 1331? 11 root 11? Okay. Did, well, as a decimal, just for 36.48. Okay. Hello. Okay. So this is the volume, right? So this says the volume is less than or equal to this number. Okay, and when would it be equal? So when would we have had an equal sign at the beginning? These all need to be the same, right? The three numbers that I have circled here need to be all the same number for the AM and the GM to be equal. So yeah, so we have an equal sign when this number, 2LW, equals this number, which is 2WH, equals this number, which is 2LH. So all these three things have to be the same. So do a little bit of algebra here, and you'll get L equals W equals H, I guess. In other words, that the length, width, and height have to all be the same, which is probably what you guys all would have guessed in the first place, that you want to make it into a perfect cube. But if you hadn't gotten to this one yet, just keep working on whatever problem you're working on, and I'll come around. Any questions about this one, though? I would be happy if you just had one of these that you felt really good about. And then if you go home and try to do some more, you might start to like it because it, I don't know. How are you guys doing? Did that make sense? Did it make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay.
It's very convincing, yes.
Yeah, I don't know. This is a little bit of a different way of thinking, probably, than what you're often asked to do. But anyway, let me know if you have any questions. How's it going? Okay. How you doing? Number what?
Four.
Okay. Box needs to be volume of 5. Okay. So what do you think?
So the volume is has to be 5. Mm-hmm. Length times the distance, I guess, is 5.
Okay. So did you write that down? Do you want a fresh sheet of paper?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good idea. Okay, so what's the formula for the surface area? Okay, now you want to make that as small as possible, right? Is that right? So this problem is actually, at least starts out very similar to the one we just did, right? So what do you want to write down?
I guess set it up that would you use this part instead of this part?
Well, I think, you know, this is the part that looks like an AM. Normally you want to start with the AM. So I would actually pretty much write down the same inequality that we just wrote there. I think it makes sense. But the rest of the problem is going to go a little differently, probably, because we have a different information that we know. Sorry. So now what I know is that the volume equals, yeah, so you might notice that what we did, we simplified the left-hand side a bunch, and we ignoring the, if you just look over here, we had and we got the, yeah, so, I mean, this part simplified to 2 times 2 times 2 was 8, and then the L times L was L squared. So, well, the thing is, the part that simplifies really, see, the thing now we're trying to do is get an expression that has the surface area in it, because we want to make the surface area as small as possible, right? So this is the surface area, right? So I just replace that with like SA for surface area. Over 3, right? I mean, just the top of that is what's the surface area. Okay, now, I want to simplify this part. But I'm going to be wanting to get the service area all by itself, but I want to simplify.
So we'd start simplifying the same way, right?
Well, and it's not the square root, actually. It's the third root. But that won't be any harder for your calculator, hopefully, if you know where that button is on your calculator. But we're not there yet. So can you simplify the stuff inside of the root?
Wouldn't it just be the AL?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, no, what I not really, because I really want the SA by itself. So, well, I guess you could go ahead and do that. How do you get the SA by itself? Mm-hmm. Just you can just multiply it by 3. You know, you don't need. That's fine. And then I'm still going to need to simplify what's underneath the radical. They call this a radical, right?
Yeah.
But simplify is a weird word because it already looks pretty simplified, but actually I want to remember, see what we did over there. We realized that L squared, W squared, H squared is the same as LWH, all squared. And that's volume, right? LWH is volume.
So it'd be the volume squared.
Sure. Well, the volume is 5.
So could you just replace it with 8 and 5?
You sure could. Yeah, that's the point. That was what we were trying to accomplish. And that's greater than or equal to the surface area. And you can put this in your calculator if you want. But it tells you, well, why don't you go ahead and do it? Put that in your calculator. Do you know how to do the third root? And then times 3. Okay. So is less than or equal to, so what does that tell you? You want to make the surface area as small as possible. What's the smallest you could possibly make it?
17.5.
Right, because it's always bigger than that or equal to it, right? And that's what this says. So, and then how do you make it equal? Yeah, but I already know it's going to be equal when these two things are equal. And these two things are only equal when the numbers I was averaging are all the same. Do you remember that? We talked about it at the beginning. So, right, that they turn out to be equal when all the numbers are equal. So the numbers were, what were the numbers I was averaging? Right. So you want to write those, you want to write down that those are all equal. So that's, I mean, this is turning out to be the same answer in some ways as what we just did. I wrote down 2W8. Right. That this is what it means to say that the numbers are all equal, right?
So we get where L has to equal W.
Yeah. Well, so I sort of skipped ahead to the answer when I wrote it on the board. But it's really that this equals this equals this, right? 2LW equals 2WH equals 2LH.
And you can divide them all by 2.
Yeah, so you get LW equals WH, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and then what can you do, like, with this equation here, LW equals WH?
You could
yeah, I mean, yeah, so just ignore Ignore that part. LW equals WH. What does that mean to you? I know there's like, it's all letters, but couldn't you divide by W?
Yeah.
And then you would get what? Mm-hmm. And you'd get L equals H, right?
Yeah.
And if you just sort of, if you looked at that one, you could
divide both by
E. Yeah, and you get
W equals L.
So in the end, you get L and H are the same, and W and L are the same, but that means W and H, it means they all have to be the same, right?
Oh, okay. Yes.
And so what are they?
Equal.
Yeah, but what number are they? Because you can actually figure out what number they are, because, I mean, you'd have to use your calculator maybe, but you know that you multiply them all, and they give you 5.
So that means there's 5 by 3.
What do you think?
No. That's H times W times L.
Mm-hmm. Equals 5.
So you do the root.
Mm-hmm. Tells you the number that multiplies by itself 3 times to give you 5, right? Cool. So and what is the shape of the box? Like, yeah, because the length and width height are all the same.
So then this would be 1.71.
Yeah.
So yeah. Oh. Yeah. That makes sense.
Cool. Then you can explain it to your friends if you want.
Okay.
If they haven't done that one yet. Mm-hmm. How's it going? What?
I gave up on that one, so I'm just chilling out for the last few minutes.
Did you have any questions?
Nope.
Okay. How you doing?
Good. So this problem, what is the final answer, actually?
I guess I didn't finish it. So I also skipped a little bit. Was it clear how I got from 2LW equals 2WH equals 2LH to W equals L equals H? Because, like, if you maybe take the first equation, you can divide both sides by 2W and you get L equals H, or, you know.
Okay.
And then, well, I knew that L and W and H are all the same, so I might as well call them all L. And then if I go back to my first equation there, I get 2LL plus 2LL plus 2LL equals 66. I probably get like 6L squared equals 66, and then simplify that equation. You can solve it for L.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying? That top equation there, 2LW plus 2WH plus 2LH equals 66. If I know LW and H are all the same, then I could just replace all those letters with L. Then I just have one variable to solve for.
Okay.
What math class are you in?
Seventh
grade. So is that algebra or like?
Well, seventh grade.
Hmm?
Seventh grade. I don't really know. I mean, it's just for you.
Do you solve equations?
Yeah.
Okay.
Algebra 1,
I think. They call it algebra 1, I think, right?
Mm.
So this kind of problems are, well, I mean, on the one hand, they're not very hard for you to understand what the question is asking, but they're difficult problems. Yeah. I mean, I wanted to do a challenging topic, so this was not supposed to be easy. Maybe remember this in the back of your mind when you're a junior or senior or whenever you learn about calculus, they teach you another way of solving problems like this. which is seems to be more magical than this, I guess. But
the problem is, go home and try.
Yeah, you can try to do them, and some of them are kind of hard, but all of them can be done in this way.
Okay.
But some of them require a trick.
Yes. Not a calculator, I just wound up doing 3 hours. Wound up saying that they all have to be the same. I just did 66 equals 6 L squared, so L equals.
Square root of 11. Yeah.
And then I plugged it back in, and that's what 11 works, or it fits that equation. So whether or not I do the minimum or maximum.
Yeah, but it is the you didn't need it because. Well, yeah, I know, but it's a proof. The point is to prove it.
Yes,
So, but you're going to be done because what you have that the volume is less than or equal to this number with equality if and only if all L equals W equals H. And so, you know, I mean, this inequality says that the volume is always less than or equal to that number. And in fact, it equals that number when L equals W equals H, which tells you that that is the maximum, right? It's always smaller than or equal to that. And that value is achieved when you have the values. It is the unique solution because there's equality if and only if, right? The only if tells you that it's unique. The if tells you that the solution exists, and the only if tells you that it's unique. And all of these problems will give you the unique solution because of that. Yeah, a calculator might be required, or else at least to simplify them. Yeah.
200. The hell am I supposed to do with a cube root of 200?
Well, so I should have said I was expecting people to use calculators. At least, or else to have unsimplified answers. But that's okay.
But that's okay. I mean, it's not that I can't. I can go to your point where I just got a calculator.
Well, that's.
Yeah, which is fine.
Yeah. You guys doing okay?
Yeah, we think we don't remember enough about circles to do this one.
What do you not remember?
I know there's something about chords, but I don't know if that's the right
way. Oh, goodness.
No.
No, it's not supposed to be too bad. Yeah, this should be... So, probably the nicest way to do this would be to, like, call half this distance like x or something and half this y so that you can draw a little triangle here.
Yeah, we had one originally here.
Oh, okay.
She said justify or something about it. I said it's one half L and she said no.
Well, it is actually, but it's not clear from my terrible drawing that when you inscribe a rectangle in a circle and you do it on this way that you could go back to your geometry and prove this or whatever, but yeah, if you make this little triangle here that's like x and y, and this will be the radius of the circle here, that this will in fact be half of this dimension, and this will be half of that dimension. That was what I was hoping for.
Okay. Well, to I use started that, and up. She said,
I get that part, that's right, but that doesn't help, because all you know is this one side here.
Well, so then... So,
I haven't looked at this one yet. Yeah, I have not.
In this case, you know that x squared plus y squared equals 25, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sides of the rectangle to the radius, that's fine.
So let's use that for the AM. X squared plus y squared over 2. That'll be my AM.
Okay.
So what am I GM?
Geometric.
X squared.
Okay,
y
squared.
Okay.
I bet Bobby can answer faster
than me because he's just
XY. Which is XY.
I think that's what they're doing. Right?
Okay.
Okay, what's the relationship between XY and the area? Here's a hint. Here's XY. Is the area of this rectangle. Yeah.
So 4 times that.
Well, this is a quarter of the area. Right?
Okay.
It's less than or equal to... what's this?
25.
Over 2, right?
Well,
and then
okay.
Yeah, we were making it more difficult.
And this one, this one should be really. This we'll still practice on this one then.
Okay.
Because it'll be, should be really similar, I guess.
Okay. Cool.
Can I ask you the same question?
Uh huh. Which one are you?
Just
the circle.
We can. But well, just, so what are the arithmetic and geometric things that we're relating there? I mean, I can draw the.
Yeah. Well, the idea that I had was to draw this triangle here.
Uh-huh.
Maybe call this X and Y. And of course, this is 5.
Mm-hmm.
So I know X squared plus Y squared is 25. And then so I would write X squared plus Y squared over 2. That would be my arithmetic mean. And then. So I mean, I'd start out. It's like my.
You want to express the area of the rectangle in terms of X and Y, the perimeter.
Yeah, what is
in terms of X and Y?
Well, you don't need to. Well, the perimeter is not coming up, but it's just. Right, and then, so I'll do my AM. Right, and then I know that has to be greater than or equal to what? So this is the AM of X squared and Y squared, right? So it has to be greater than or equal to the GM of X squared and Y squared. So.
By the way, thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, thank you. I guess for everybody who left, thanks to Bobby.
And then this is just what? What does this simplify to? This says this, well, so this is X squared plus Y squared over 2. So this is greater than or equal to the square root of X squared times Y squared, because I'm just doing the AM or the GM of X squared and Y squared in this case. So what does this simplify to? Yeah. And this is 25 over 2. And then, well, what is XY? It's not the area, but.
Part of the area.
Yeah, it's, if you look at that, it's a quarter of the area, right? So you can figure out the. So the area is less than or equal to 4 times this, and. You know when it's equal. I mean, you probably would guess that it's a square.
it was just the X squared. It was just back to the X squared.
Yeah. I mean, setting up the problem is the hardest part. That's usually the case.
Yeah, it was just using the tool of the X squared plus Y squared versus X squared.
Yeah. Yeah, if you try to set it up in a... Yeah, you can make the problem way harder by trying to do it a different way, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. Because there wasn't an intuitive like, surface area versus.
Yeah, the problems get a lot harder as it goes on, I guess. But also, you get more used to the way it has to set up, and so.
Okay. Well, thanks. That's good.
Okay. Mhm.